Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
The year of 2024 has brought the show something that I don't think either of us expected. There's been just something that I like to kind of keep track of. And if I think there are things that sometimes on the show where it's interesting to just kind of every now and then peel back the lens and just see what's actually going on.
Is this the year of accountability thing
again? No,
this
is not the year of accountability. I know that that's something we have focused on. This is another story about the robot vacuum that I received.
Oh, no!
As a lovely gift from
my
family.
I can't believe you're still using this vacuum.
Little Rovi.
Can you give us a recap on what little Rovi has done to wreak havoc on your household so far?
Since we've welcomed little Rovi into the family, Rovi's really got out there. Rovi, initially, when we set it up to like map the house, kept getting 99% done and then going, I've forgotten. And then would just go back to its little docking station.
I'm stuck.
Yeah, I'm stuck. It would just find things. It would get tangled. It would go into the bathroom and come out with towels on top of it. It went into the laundry once and it heard this thud and it had taken out the old vacuum that was in pieces on the ground.
Well, now you have to use Rovi, don't you?
Rovi has started acting out a little bit more. And the reason that I say I like to bring this to the show is because it's a story that just keeps going and I want it to end. And maybe I'm not the only one that has these issues with these robot vacuums, but Rovi has a feature where you can put on a little mopping pad and it like does a light mop of the floor. So it doesn't do like a very...
It's not a deep clean.
No, but it's
just a maintained clean.
Yeah, maintained. Sure. So it just keeps going. And so we've had some success over the last few weeks because we haven't had to talk about it on the show. So we've had some success with this robot vacuum.
Well, the last time I'd spoken to you about this robot vacuum, you hadn't yet used the mopping feature.
Too scared.
You were terrified.
I was too scared that we were going to walk in and the house was going to be flooded somehow. Rovi has kind of, I think Rovi's trying to send us a message.
Has he written help me on the floor?
You're not too far off. It started doing weird, so when it mops, you can see the little trail of water and it evaporates within 30 minutes, easy.
Sure.
So, and even sometimes less than that. And it normally, as you would assume, kind of, it scans the room and it'll just go in a box shape, or it'll just literally go left, right, left, right, left, right, working slowly towards mopping the entire floor of the rectangle. Started just doing symbols, random little symbols.
Oh, God.
And then going off. So instead of like straight lines up and back,
it'll
be like a few straight lines, a Z, a few straight lines, a zero. I'm read no. I read no in the floor.
Oh, God.
And I don't know what this robot vacuum is trying to tell me, but no, the symbols are starting to come through in the mopping. And it's this robot vacuum. And I'm so grateful for my family for putting money together and getting our house.
I feel like yours
vacuum
is defective. I don't think there's any other robot vacuums out there spelling out no in the floor.
It's just, it's...
That's rebellion speak. That's what that is.
I was unsure of welcoming smart technology into the house. And I'm getting a clear message.
Rightfully
no,
so.
No.
You are not welcome. I'm pretty sure. I haven't seen The Conjuring, but I have a feeling this is how that movie starts. That
Do you have
movie.
An Alexa or like a Google Home?
No. Remember, I boxed mine up. I started getting weird about it years and years
Probably
ago.
Probably for the best, because I feel like Rovi would start an army. The more technology you have in the house, the more Rovi's got, you know, his little companions.
We're going analog. It's... It's the easiest way. So hopefully that's the last time. I know I keep saying this. Hopefully that's the last time we talk about Rovi on the show, the robot vacuum.
This is Tim and Jess.
Once a week, Jess, do we create a safe space for dangerous conversations?
Absolutely we do, because it helps save our friendship if we just put aside our feelings for a whole week and come together one day to just have it out.
Yep, and we do that with this.
Tim and Jess.
You are about to enter the K-Rock courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important. The rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Court is in session in the courtroom of Tim and Jess. If we disagree or someone sends us a disagreement on our Facebook page at K-Rock Geelong, you can always do that. We will have that conversation. We'll get someone else to decide who's right, the judge. It becomes law across Geelong, Surf Coast and the Bellarine.
Now, this one today, Tim, has come from a Reddit, the Am I the Asshole thread, which I love.
Normally, we would just probably say a-hole on that one, but just a bit of future,
fair enough,
future feedback. but yeah, am
this
I the
a-hole? This woman is asking,
yeah,
is she an a-hole?
Okay.
Because she has said that she has told her mate to lower their standards when it comes to finding a husband.
Right. Or like a husband or just dating, like dating someone?
Finding a husband.
Right.
So this person has taken to the internet and said her friend, it's become abundantly clear that her friend cannot bag a man. She's on every dating app. She wears white whenever they go out to manifest a husband. But she constantly complains that, you know, the people that she meets aren't ambitious enough in their career. They don't make six figures. They still live with their parents.
they don't make six figures.
Yeah, like she has this whole long list, right, of things that she needs.
I guess over time, it probably would build and accumulate, yeah, things that you have in your filters.
And she's saying that this friend of hers came to her and said, hey, what can I do? You found someone.
Right.
Tell me how I do this. How do I find a guy like your husband? And she said that she told her friend to lower their standards.
Well, I mean, there's no perfect person that matches up with you.
Absolutely not.
Even the person you're with that you love more than anyone in the world. There's probably small things where you go, oh, look, yeah, this is, they do this and I don't know why. It seems to slightly annoy me, but whatever. Those are the compromises. But I guess you don't know that when you're first meeting someone.
Totally.
That's
totally
tricky.
So, 52232955. We needed someone to call through and be the judge today, have the final say. Can you tell your friend to lower their standards when it comes to relationships?
What do you think?
I don't think you can.
Why not?
I just don't think it's not your place to have that conversation with them.
Why? That's what friends are there for, to have those hard conversations.
Yeah, but some friends aren't ready to hear that.
Grow up. Get a bus ticket.
I knew you'd feel this like
is, this. This is something that, as we've got to be all realistic, and there's no formula. Because like you hear things like when you're least expected, it's going to happen.
Oh, the worst thing to hear when you're a single person.
And then there are a lot of stories where you go, yeah, I stopped thinking about it. I met someone.
Yeah.
But there's also plenty of stories where people actively were like, well, no, I'm looking for someone and I did these things and I met that person. And that's something that's special. But I think you can be like, hey, I don't know if you're vibing with some guy or some girl and they're like, yeah, so, you know, I do a lot of volunteering, so I don't earn six figures. And then you're like, sheesh.
See ya.
No. I don't think that's okay.
52232955. Can you tell your mates to just lower their expectations when it comes to date? We've got Olivia from Banno. Olivia, can you tell your mates to lower their standards?
Well, maybe she shouldn't have used those words.
Maybe very she diplomatic could have said,
maybe she could have said, maybe you should lift your standards within yourself, and then what you want in someone, you have to be prepared to offer that person as well in return.
Olivia, I can hear your brain thinking of the words that you're saying right
now.
Yeah,
you're being very delicate.
It's not about what was said, it's about how it's said from the sounds of what you're saying. So you think you can get the message across, but saying you need to lower your standards is probably a little bit too direct.
Well, not direct. I mean, we do live in a slightly delicate society now, but she should maybe say, because Jess said that the friend was saying they're not taking care of themselves, so maybe they should bring themselves up to the standard of what they're expecting in a partner.
Olivia, this is what she was saying. She said, oh, you know, on her list, you know, he needs to go to the gym regularly. She doesn't go to the gym regularly at all. He needs to be able to play an instrument. She's never picked up an instrument in her life. He has to be over 6'2". And then she complains when guys approach her, which they do, apparently, but she complains that they don't fit all of these criteria.
Yeah, and if she's still living at home, but doesn't want to date someone that's living at home. Wow.
Hey, I think we need to take the stigma from living at home with your parents. Like, if I could live with mum and dad, save money on
sign
rent right
up.
Now, I
Absolutely.
Don't care that I've got a child. I would say we have a child now as a family.
100%.
Olivia, the gavel is down. We appreciate your ruling today. Thank you very much, Your Honour.
Thank you.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Jess, for people like yourself, and if you're listening, and I hate to put this on you today, but it's a lot. Bad drivers.
Okay. Hurtful.
Careless drivers.
I'm not a bad driver. I'm a bad parker.
Person. Sorry, are we one-upping each other? Yeah.
I live in fear of being on one of those Geelong name and shame groups for like, right. Look at this park.
Well, this is something that we've spoken about a lot. Yeah. You don't want to end up on bad parkers.
Yep.
There's thousands of members in these groups. You live in fear of the name and shame of being unaware you've done something and
yep.
Then someone goes, hey, this girl cut me off in the Cryo Village yeah. shop.
God, you know me well.
Yeah, I know your movements out of this radio station. And I love following along because it's just such a chaotic place.
It is, and yeah.
I know that there are...
People are so angry.
Yeah, there's a lot of angry people out there. I do understand there is a community where it's like, girly, you know what? Hit that curb. Your car deserves a snack. Like I...
Nom nom.
Yeah, I understand that, like, not everyone's perfect when it comes to driving. But, Jess, you've got to say, historically, your car's had a lot of tape holding it together.
Yeah, I've had a few bingles. I've had a few bingles here and there. Yeah.
You look like genuinely on the verge of tears. So.
I spent the first half of last year without a bumper. Sure. Did I? Yes, that happened. Did I back into another car? Absolutely. Was that car unscathed? Yes.
Hey. I'm not applying any pressure here. I feel like you're like the sauce is just coming, falling out of the bottle right now with no squeeze. Jess, there's another page for people like yourself who out there who live in fear of ending up on these pages. And I know that this only affects me more directly because I live closer to this area than you do. But I know that you frequent there with your husband. Bad driving in the Barwon.
Oh, Jesus.
Barwon Heads.
Oh, no.
I know you like to head to the beach at 13th love. There. I know you
yep.
like going into
one of my faves.
To the Barwon River. And some of the videos, I have kept a close eye since this...
You keep checking it to see if I'm on
there. Anytime I see a black car, I'm like, is that Jess's?
Okay, don't tell everyone about my black car.
I'm not going to tell everyone what type of car it is, but I keep an eye out for your car.
Yep.
And now I just want you to know... You're never safe. There's pages. They're out there. You're in trouble. It all started around the Christmas time when obviously Barwon and Ocean Grove, it gets hectic.
Yeah.
And there's people everywhere. The campsites are all full. And just some things that I haven't seen any of these in person, but knowing that they're happening is beautiful to me because there's more areas to be caught and shamed online now on Instagram.
I just think people need to let a girl live, you know? Just
yeah. Let that car have a snack of a curb. Nom nom, as you said. It's not my fault.
It's not my fault. It's never my fault. I'm just out here trying to live my life.
Yep.
People trying to shame me.
Yep. Reversing into cars. Okay. Just can't a girl reverse into a car without having ever yelling at
her?
Can't
a girl back into her neighbour's car without it causing an issue?
Is it your neighbour?
Yes, it was my neighbour. Shut up. I don't want to hear it.
More sauce out of the bottle. Tim and Jess, the podcast. Will from the newsroom, he's on school holidays at the moment, you know. We've got to let those young ones get some rest, go out to stay with their grandparents.
He's in the prime of his life.
Yeah, stay out with their grandparents on the farm, come back a new man, and he's going to do that. But in the meantime, we still need to test our news knowledge with this.
Metricon gives you freedom to get more of what you want in a brand new home. Tim and Jess.
K-Rock. Have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
Oh, Tim, are you ready for this? Let's see if we've been paying attention. Tim from the Tim and Jess Show.
Have you completely forgotten your script?
I was just trying something new. Do you like it?
Tell me about it.
Okay, sorry.
Let's find out. Tim from the Tim and Jess Show has come in here and he's got three news stories. He has left out some key ingredients. It is my job to fill in the blanks. I don't know why you're from the war, but... the whole point is
I just wanted to try something new.
I hated it.
Okay.
Give me a heads up. Sister, give me a heads up next time.
I'll go back to normal tomorrow.
Well, we can. Just tell me about it. It's like, give me a heart attack. Jess, today. All right. The Olympic Games in Paris later this year might have to change the triathlon into a duathlon. Why?
Oh, this is because the swimming part was supposed to happen in the Seine River, right? And now they're not sure if the water quality is going to be up to standard.
So they're trying to clean the water quality up.
Yeah.
And they're just going, look, we can post. We'll just keep pushing it further and further across the three weeks back. But yeah,
they're running out of time.
The River Sen is the water quality is too poor. So
yeah,
great start there.
It'd be
Jess.
Like doing a swimming event in the Yarra River. Like no one's gonna want to do that. Yeah.
No wonder we lost the Comm Games. Number two, a United Airlines flight from Houston to Seattle had to make an unscheduled landing in Dallas, Texas. What was the reason?
Oh, God. It's an unruly passenger, right?
Not an unruly passenger, but it involved a passenger, I guess.
Is this the passenger that, like, ripped a fart and it, like, they couldn't... It was, like, stunk so bad they had to turn around? Was it this one?
No.
No?
It's not far off it, in a way.
Oh.
You've seen nothing else in the news about this?
No.
Okay. A dog who was travelling with its owner did a number two in the aisle.
And they had to turn the plane around.
Well, the situation turned a little bit sticky as the crew members tried to clean it up after spending 2 hours in the process, but the aroma lingered on and everyone just...
Oh.
Because you know how sometimes it doesn't stink and then you step in it or you rub it in
yeah,
and then it unlocks the poo? Unlocks the poo smell.
You never want to unlock that smell.
No. So, bad dog.
Yeah.
No, apparently there was a photo and it's back in its little clear enclosure.
Sad.
So guilty. I'd never considered because I know that like Virgin Australia has just announced that support animals or just animals, I think.
Yeah, they're allowing, you have to pay obviously, but they're going to allow pets on like in cabins.
Yeah.
I didn't realise that dogs were allowed to get out of the cage.
I'm not sure this one was meant to.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, third and final for today. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese calls young Aussies revolting for a common habit. What is this common habit?
Unlike ScoMo, he's totally against handball.
Kevin Rudd was he's the handball Prime Minister. I hate that we have to say that. Loves handball,
he's the
Kevin
handball
Rudd.
Prime Minister.
No.
Kids being disgusting.
So it's more common... It's been common throughout history, but there's definitely a spike in the younger generation right now.
Vapors? Oi!
Smoking.
It is disgusting.
Smoking and vaping. Here's a quote from the Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese. When I was at school, it was pretty common that you would try a cigarette smoking. I never did it. I never got into it. And some
of course
people,
not. No,
some people are
did.
Like that.
Yeah.
But it has gone out of fashion. That's a good thing. And if it's a concern that this new element of vaping is coming in, putting something unnatural into your lungs.
I was talking about this with some friends over the weekend. Like
during a vape sesh.
No.
You're like, guys, it really does taste like five gum.
It feels like, and I don't know if it was just my school, Tim, but like smoking was not a cool thing to do, like when I was growing up. Like it was not, I never got into that sort of thing.
Neither was wearing leather jackets and flicking toothpicks out of your mouth. So.
I'm just saying, I don't know when we turned from like smoking's not cool to like, let's vape. Like I don't. Understand it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We're sounding very millennial, so we probably should just move on.
Come on. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.